Welcome back to the Untangling Web3 podcast. We're here in the studio. Thank you again, Vorboss, for providing this wonderful space. We love it. And yeah, we're back. Alec, how are you, my friend? We're here to do something very interesting today. Talk about meme coins. But
I'm okay. It's Monday, the 3rd of February. If anyone's looked at the market today, it is down big time. Lots going on. But I am interested about this topic. I'm interested in speaking about this topic. I think it's something that gets a lot of headlines, a lot of attention. I think it's about time that we spoke about meme coins.
Meme coins.
joking. About meme coins. I know this is something that's dear to your heart. Jack is all over the meme culture. So he's going to be our SME, the expert in the room today.
SMeme, surely. No, okay. Well, like, before this gets out of hand, meme coins, you know, if you, unless you've been under a rock recently in this space, you will have heard of them. They've been released by Donald Trump, Melania Trump,
all the Trumps,
all the Trumps. You know, Hayley Welch, which we'll talk about all these specific or better known as talk to her. All of them have happened quite recently, and there's been a lot of crazes and talk about them. I think we just wanted to address the elephant in the room, because, you know, we haven't talked about them before on the podcast. Let's talk about what they are, why is it all happening right now, where is it all happening as well in particular. And I'd like us to try and get to the bottom of, is there anything useful in this? Because I think it's easy, you know, myself included, I'm guilty of this, to look at everything that's happening with meme coins and say, this is a lot of rubbish and I don't want anything to do with it. That's my kind of gut reaction to it. I think maybe this is an opportunity for one of us to convince the other of, you know, is there any value here or not?
Invest in my meme coin. Yeah, well, let's start off with memes. What are memes? Yeah. You're all over this. Memes are those weird things that seem to dominate the social media online, where you have the same picture being used constantly and applied to different situations. So it's a joke, a cultural reference, and it seems to, like I say, make up about 95% of everything that's on my Instagram, Twitter feed. And well, I guess meme coins are basically just cryptocurrencies, blockchain projects, tokens that are based almost fundamentally around a certain meme, right?
Yes. Now, I think it's worth just going over what is a meme, because I didn't realize until quite recently, actually, the origin of this term. Do you know where the word meme comes from?
I thought it was something to do with Richard Dawkins.
Yes, it is. And I this is something I, you know, I love Richard Dawkins. I think he's fantastic. And I didn't know he had actually coined this term, or, you know, completely either that or had forgotten something from the selfish gene, I think it was in. But basically, meme, I think the actual word meme is related to the Greek for mimicking, right? It sounds a bit like mimicry. But yeah, it just basically means to mimic something. And he used it in the context of, you know, I think it was in the selfish gene, in the context of self-replicating behaviors, things like melodies and fashion and things like that in species. So kind of part of evolutionary biology, essentially, right? So self-replicating behavior. That's what I think was talking about.
Yeah, so I'm seeing here in the selfish gene, he coined it to describe how cultural ideas spread and evolve similar to that of genes. And obviously, like, the internet ran away with that when we get these things that become viral over overnight sensations and basically determine the digital culture.
Yeah, and he, when he's talking about it, it's like, you know, he's an evolutionary biologist. So he's talking about how do genetics propagate through species? How do they propagate through species through time? Now, memes on the internet mean how do ideas propagate through society, basically, or how do events propagate through social networks, more specifically. So, you know, you're slightly older than me, Alec, but I think we are solidly placed in the era of the meme, right? Our upbringing. So for us, or for me at least, growing up, memes were like 95% of my childhood and what I do. You know, when you get home from school, you spend a lot of time looking at memes, right? So these were, when we were in school, I think these were pretty much mostly images, right?
Yeah.
So things that come to my mind are, one does not simply walk into, right? That was, that's probably like one of the famous ones, right? From one of the most famous ones ever from Lord of the Rings, right? And any that come to mind for you?
There's the old man holding the coffee cup with his notebook. That's like when you're saying something silly, like when your antidepressants kick in or something like
Wait, is this the guy who looks upset?
No, he's like smiling with his coffee cup.
Oh,
I have no idea
like
what's going on.
Right? He's like,
no, it's an old man.
Okay, maybe I don't know this one.
Oh, he's the, oh, I forget his name. I can find his name, but he started going to big blockchain conferences.
This is Hard Luck Harold, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Search Hard Luck Harold. This is a live history lesson.
Yeah. Him.
Okay.
Him.
Yeah. Because he's like smiling through the tears almost, right?
Yeah. I see. Yeah. When you zoom in, then that's the one. I like that one. I think it's quite funny that he's started coming to the crypto conferences and the ETH Denvers and all this kind of stuff. Another big one for me is the call an ambulance, but not for me.
Yeah.
What's the one you always do? The Earth one. Well, always was.
Oh, yeah. It's the astronaut looking down at the Earth and having a revelation, and there's someone behind him who says, always was. Anyway, so, yeah. But when I think of a meme, I actually still think of pictures.
Mm.
But that's clearly evolved over time. Let's go from pictures to GIFs. I think GIFs was the next generation. You'd have moving memes. You know, I think of one of them was the girl stood in front of the burning building, or the dog
with a little smile
sat in the burning house saying, "This is fine." Right? Yeah, that kind of thing.
I use that one all the time to describe the crypto market when it goes down. It's like, "This is fine."
Yeah. So we went from purely static ones to GIFs, and then over time, videos have become memes as well, or audio snippets from videos, right? So basically, memes apply to any kind of shareable media, and that's the crucial part. It's shareable stuff that is propagated on mostly Facebook, Twitter, TikTok now. That's where they live, right? So that's what a meme is. Now, meme coins, what the hell are they?
Honestly, like, I've been recently reading Nexus, when it talks about information networks and what connects humans is stories, and the communities are based around stories. Mm. And when we look at these memes, we think, oh yeah, stupid joke. But the amount of people I've connected with by, you know, quoting a movie or referencing one of those memes and instantly knowing that we have some kind of shared ideology is probably going a bit too far, but something like that. And I guess meme coins are effectively now financial tools and instruments that obviously are based on cryptocurrency and based on blockchain technology, but built around this shared ideology of a meme. And obviously the first one that comes to people's minds is probably Dogecoin, right? Dogecoin or Shiba Inu. And when you think about like Doge, what it is, it's based around this silly culture, what's the Doge again? Doge was the dog, right?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, Shiba Inu was
the
there,
dog. It was the Shiba the Inu dog, yeah. But was that a meme before it became the meme coin? Like, I don't remember what a meme that
I think,
was associated.
Yeah, I think the image of the Shiba Inu dog was already one of these static memes. So okay. It's good for illustrating how we've got meme coins from memes, because it existed as a meme. And then, yeah, the two guys, who is it? We've got it written down here somewhere. What are they called?
Yeah, so jump in.
No, I was just saying. Yeah, the guys who created it, you know, they did it just to show that they could create a kind of fun token that was not taken seriously, and they just chose a meme to represent it to highlight the funniness of doing that, right?
But this was back in 2013, so this is like pre-Ethereum Dogecoin was launched. And when we talk about silly little meme culture, it doesn't really mean anything. In 2021, it hit a market cap of $81 billion.
Yeah.
That is freaking bonkers. Like, and then you have people like Elon Musk kind of jumping on to the bandwagon around this, which obviously played a big part in it hitting $85 billion, like to the point now where he's influencing politics and has created this Doge department in the US government. Like, it's bonkers to think this went from the static dog image to influencing politics now.
Yeah, it's crazy, because it goes like, ultimately what we're talking about with a meme is something comedic, right? Which is almost a universal human emotion, a human expression. And I don't know who doesn't like comedy, right? Unless they have some hormone deficiency or something, right? Who doesn't like comedy? And the fact that these things have gone from purely internet-based ideas, and now people are saying, well, let's build a coin around that. So why are they building a coin around it? From what I can understand, people think they can make a quick buck off it, because, again, I think the core of understanding meme coins for me, and this is just kind of my soapboxing, my opinion on the matter, you're harnessing virality in money, right? So when you have, how many is it, like tens, hundreds of thousands of tokens already? If you take out meme coins, you already have tens of thousands of crypto tokens on various blockchains, right? Hundreds of blockchains. Then every time you launch one of those tokens, they're like trying to take it seriously, right? They're like, we're going to be the Ethereum killer. We're going to be useful for, you know, distributed computation. We're going to do digital identity, all that stuff. They're trying to do something serious.
They got differentiators as well, quite importantly.
Yeah, they got to differentiate. Yeah, they're like the classic of an, you know, they're almost like a business, right? They have to have a USP. They have to offer value. Then they find it hard to compete. They find it hard to get market share because they're all kind of jostling for position. Whereas memes, they just spread around the internet at the speed of light because they also are very ephemeral, right? Mm. That's something else you've got to take into account. Memes live and they die, and some of them survive long into the memory, like one does not simply go into Mordor, right? That's I'll never forget.
Lives rent free in your memory.
Yeah,
but that's the sell point, then, right? That's a good thing. I know that we naysay meme coins, and it's easy to naysay them. I do think we should, because a lot of them are rug pulls, and you know, people lose a lot of money, and they hurt more than they probably help. But when you're talking about the fact that, you know, you have people spending hundreds of millions, sometimes billions, on crypto projects, and they don't find product market fit, and they don't make money, and people lose money because of that, where I can spin up a meme coin potentially overnight with no real investment, and it goes viral and can make a lot of money, that's a good sell. It's like taking the SaaS model from previous industrial model. You'd obviously go with software because software is so easy to deploy at scale very quickly. Unlike industrial complex, where you have to slowly plan things out, build physical things. Like, it's kind of like taking that a step further with meme coins and saying, okay, well, this virality already exists on the internet. It can travel at the speed of the internet. There's already probably a community based around it. Why not try and monetize that?
Yeah, well, maybe I would put a few objections in there, right? It's like, who are we talking about? Like, who is monetizing that to start with? So I like the fact that you brought up Hard Luck Harold, right? Because he's trying to capitalize on his notoriety as the man in the meme, right? The guy who, I think it was a stock image, right?
Yeah, it was.
And now he's world famous, but has basically not profited from it until now. So he's an interesting case where he has benefited from meme coins in a way that kind of makes sense, right? He didn't financially see the upside of the virality until he could engage in meme tokens, right?
Yeah.
I get that.
But hide the pain, Harold, by the way.
It's hide the pain. What did I say? Hard Luck Harold?
Hard Luck Harold.
There's definitely a Hard Luck one. Hang on.
Sorry. So for those that are, you know, cross-checking this, it's hide the pain, Harold.
Okay. I mean, that makes more sense, actually. Let me search Hard Luck meme.
I don't think any of this is going to make it into the show, so don't worry.
No, this isn't making it. Hide the pain, Harold. I can't believe I've just said that wrong for the last 25 minutes. Anyway. that one makes sense. But what I would question is, for any meme, you have to wonder, like, who should be benefiting from a meme? Why are we attaching money to it, for starters? Because I understand it's a way of measuring in some way the popularity of a meme, but what good does that serve ultimately?
And let me say, I am on your side, but to play the devil's advocate here, today's episode is sponsored by the VeChain Foundation.
Now, we often talk about how emerging technologies like blockchain have the potential to revolutionize sustainability, and VeChain is at the forefront of this green movement with initiatives like VBetterDAO. Let's take a closer look.
Imagine tracking small actions like recycling at low cost, making them valuable assets. These verified records build a massive collective impact, benefiting people through their own actions. Sound a bit complex, but VeChain made it fun. Explore our apps at vbetter.com.
VeChain's goal is to power a new era of sustainable solutions. So if you've got an app idea or just want to earn rewards for small, sustainable actions every day, go check out vbetterdao.com to find out more. And now, back to the show.
I think the point that it plays is connection and community. Like, if I am playing the devil's advocate and trying to find something in this, because obviously there is something in this, because these projects are worth so much money a lot of the time. And it is a sense of connection. Connection, belief, they're basically cults. And you could even argue bordering sometimes on religions, where, you know, we might poo-poo it because a lot of it seems silly from the outside. But when you look at, like, some of these exchanges on Twitter, like, they really do care about one another, it seems like. And there's an instant connection when you jump into some of these, say, these communities. So have you seen this like Mudeng coin? Mudeng is this little, what are they called, pygmy hippopotamus. That's, I forget, where is it now? In Thailand. Okay. And it's just really cute, really chunky, a bit angry. And it's taken like the internet by storm. And there's a coin based around it. And I look at a lot of the social media exchanges because, you know, sometimes I'm on Twitter Googling Mudeng and it comes up. And it's really wholesome. It is quite nice. You see these people like just saying nice things to one another, like trying to support the projects that are built on there and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do I believe in the underlying fundamentals? Do I think it's going to change the world and replace like the global financial system? No, obviously not. But I don't know if it needs to. I think some of these things can purely be about community connection, sharing a story and a narrative and values to an extent that bring people together.
Yeah, and to be honest, to not sound like too much of an old fart on this, I am also completely subscribed to the opinion of if you want to pay for something, if you want to find value in something, if you can ascribe monetary value into it, then in theory there is like that theory of how you of where value comes from. If people are willing to pay for something, then there is clearly some intrinsic value to it in a way. And it kind of reminds me of people saying, well, where's the intrinsic value in NFTs? Why am I buying a JPEG? It's the same kind of thing as the guy who bought Jack Dorsey's tweet off him, right? Maybe slightly different in meme coin. It depends on the issue as well, right? Like in the case of Jack Dorsey and the guy who bought the tweet, obviously the guy is pretty damn bad now on his investment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he was still buying it directly from the author, right? From Jack Dorsey. I can see value in that. Not the value he paid, but I can see value in it. Whereas meme coins, then are you buying it from an issuer, like someone, like if you buy it from Hide the Pain Harold, then sure, I can completely see like there's something there, right? You're connecting with a piece of digital history. But there are other cases where maybe it's more dangerous.
But even that's quite ambiguous. Like, what is digital history? Like,
yeah.
Who's the issuer? Like, this Mudeng coin, like, does it need to be connected to that hippopotamus? Yeah, probably
who's
not.
The guy running it.
Yeah. Exactly. Always was. I think that another thing, an underlying current, is this idea of like anti-institution, anti-Wall Street. Yes. You know the GameStop story, exactly. Where there was all these like big institutional players that were shorting GameStop, and then there was this, I think it was a subreddit, right, of people being like, oh, they're all shorting this. If we all invest into it at the same time, we'll liquidate all of their assets and we'll make a bomb, and loads of people made money, then loads of people lost money, blah, blah, blah. But the point was, it was a sentiment that I think is quite shared in maybe our generation and younger, of the game is rigged, the big players have all the advantage, they have first mover, there's an information asymmetry, and they'll push things in a certain way so they can profit. And if you're a normal retail investor like us, you can't win in that game. So why not just gamble? Why not just throw it out on something that they don't understand because it's a bit too new for them, maybe. It's a bit too risky. And maybe at least then you're on an equal playing field.
Yeah, I think GameStop's such an interesting example because in that case, the event itself was almost a meme, right? Like it became a meme to buy the GameStop stock.
Yeah.
Which also shows how memes have progressed. I mean, that's more like in the Dawkins sense, right, of what a meme is about, like actual social behavior. And I think you've made a really important point, right? Like, whenever you have a meme coin, there may well be people who are honest and, you know, just wanting to buy their Mudeng coin or whatever it's called because they like it, right? And that's completely innocent. I think, you know, there's an element of that with Shiba Inu, right? For whether or not that's got the same value. But you're mixing that kind of honest, wholesome behavior of some people with everyone else who is just trying to make a quick buck, people who are just trying to profit off, you know, the arbitrage of these coins as well, and how, you know, they don't want to be part of the. So there's a whole other side of it where you're mixing the honest internet fun with people who are trying to scalp fees and capitalize off it as well.
But that's everything, right? That's all markets. All markets. If you believe the Marxist point of view, it's all about, you know, oppressor and oppressed, and everyone's trying to make a quick buck. I think the problem with meme coins is it's a lot more obvious. The highs and lows are so much more extreme than, say, if someone does it with an S&P 500 or something like this, right? So I think it does put it far more in your face. And maybe another big thing is that it is individuals that, like normal individuals, young people typically, that are losing out on these projects because they're the ones that are aware. But yeah, I think there's a sense of nihilism as well, that it's like maybe one of the first generations that, for whatever reason, feel like their outcomes for life are harder than the generation before. So they are gambling. They're like, okay, let's do this 1 in 1,000 chance of me making a lot of money on this meme coin and see what happens. Roll the dice. That's not to say I agree with any of this stuff or any of its financial advice. I do not invest in meme coins, period. I think they're far too risky. I do think it's far better to look at the fundamentals of a project and believe it is some you know, traditional kind of investment. Do you understand it? Is it solving a problem that you get and you think that solution is needed? Do it.
And I think you've just said a word that I really want to pick up on is project. It's probably my least favorite word in the entire crypto Web3 sphere, right? Because people just slap the word project on it and try and pretend like it's a real thing. And I agree with everything you're saying. But if you look at what's happening in practice with these, and maybe I'll just list off a quick history of what's happened in the last couple of years.
Start with some of your favorites.
It's insane. And all of these have kind of gone under the guise of projects. But yeah, so you mentioned Dogecoin. Mm-hmm. That kind of was sitting as the only and the kind of dormant kind of sleeper meme coin for years and years and years, since from 2013. And then Elon Musk kind of popularized it, as far as I can tell. I mean, it was doing okay. It had like a subculture associated with it, but Elon Musk kind of latched onto that. He was kind of intimating that he might make it the currency of the internet, the currency of X. You know, he says the funniest outcome is the most likely outcome. So that's why he's like Doge. And then, you know, he's now made the Doge Department of the US government. Insane, right? So that's
Department
the
of Government Efficiency. Kind of makes sense.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it sounds nice when you put it that way. But yeah. And then if you look at what's happened in the last kind of 3 months, not even that.
Yeah.
The big high profile one. So you had Hoktua herself, Hayley Welch. So obviously she was, I mentioned her because she was by far the biggest meme of 2024, I would say. Everybody knew what Hoktua was.
You want to explain? The end of the
year. No. This is now over to you.
No way. So you've said that everyone knows, so we don't need to explain what the
everyone knows the meme. Everyone knows the meme.
Okay.
Not necessarily the meaning behind it. Yeah. So everyone knows basically the Hoktua girl, Hayley Welch. She went viral with this clip. Then she launched a podcast, Talk to Her, which I actually love the name of. I think that's clever. And then things were going pretty well for her. Like, she'd made a lot of money and a lot of fame and notoriety out of just this 15-second clip.
Mm.
And then she launched Hawk, right? She launched this coin in December 2024. And, you know, what happened next is kind of gay, right?
The classic, it hit 500 million market cap and lost 95% of that in hours. And obviously she was accused, like, where you can't say whether she actually did or not, or some of the people that organized it and set it all up, the foundation behind it, apparently are accused of rug pulling. Can't say whether that actually happened. But I saw lots of stories online. It was actually it was really sad. Like, it's very rare that you actually meet or see the individuals that are affected by this, but there were some like real stories going viral about people that for whatever reason believed in Hayley Welch and thought that for whatever reason this coin was going to be the next big thing and replace like the global financial system, and invested all their money into this asset and lost it overnight. And it was quite sad, and she didn't reply. I don't know if she has any right now, but basically her response was, it wasn't me, I didn't do this, I'm still locked up in it, but who's to say.
Yeah, this is kind of the crux of what I don't like about it. It's this, as I was trying to, you know, not very clearly say earlier, but it's this horrible mix of people who are genuine fans, and the people who launch these coins are generally relying on their fans. You know, they're the people, they're the reason, they're notorious, the people the podcast is being listened to, for example. They are using their fan base to effectively make money, right? Mm-hmm. That's typically the purpose of a meme coin, is for this to go up in value. Yeah, you have the people who are honest fans getting involved in that, mixed in with the people who are trying, who are just, you know, maybe deluded. Maybe they're super fans, right? Mm. And they think, oh, this is the best thing ever, and this could go to the moon because I have an overinflated sense of this person in my head. And then you have all the vultures who are there just to pump the price and get out. You know, this could be anyone. This could be anyone from, and not just talking about the, you know, Hawk now. Literally anytime you have a meme coin project, you could have backers behind it who are intentionally thinking, we'll just pump this price and get out as fast as possible. The exit liquidity then being all the, you know, the real fans who are. So, and you typically have a creator combined with some other outfit who are doing the technical part of this, right? But who are setting up the launch, the token, et cetera, and stuff. So you typically wonder about that, I think.
Another big one I'm sure everyone's aware of is Trump meme coin, and the Melania meme coin shot up to, what was it, like 16 billion or something like that?
About
14.5 billion shortly after its debut, which is, again, it's just bonkers. And obviously the Trump family were heavily into this. I don't think there was like much of a
a rug pull style thing in that. I know it lost a lot of its market value, but I don't think any of the Trump sold their equity, but I'm not sure about that.
No, I think in that case, there was also, it was published that there was a kind of a lockup period of, it was a long time, like maybe a year or something for those. So they couldn't have moved them immediately anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think 80% of the supply being owned by
Trump. It's bonkers.
I mean, again, that kind of undermines the whole idea of all. The
president of the United States having an official meme coin.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
To think about where we were 2-3 years ago with everything being anti-crypto, you know, bear market, cracking down on taxes, like the idea of taxing unrealized capital gains and all this kind of stuff, to now the president of the United States having their own meme coin is bonkers, like, to think of the state of play now. But yeah, and I guess it's a bit different, right? Because it was his official coin. He's the president of the United States, like, very official. It's not like Haley Welch, like, that. I can understand why people might trust in that more and believe that something is going to happen, like, even related to the reserve and all this kind of stuff, like, as an option. But yeah, it's bonkers. What do you think we should do about it? Is it okay? Should we leave it as is, or does it need more regulation, more education?
I'm gonna say something does need to be done about it. I don't like it.
Something needs to be done about this.
Something needs to be done about this. One does not simply make meme coins. Yeah, I don't like it. I think it's repeating a lot of the same mistakes in the past, and it's just another way for people to take following, in my opinion. And I just don't think much good can come from it. And I think the purported benefits around the community side of things, they can all be achieved using the same kind of machinery and tools. And again, meme coins are not bad in and of themselves, like anything like this, right? Meme coins are not really the problem. So when I say I don't like them, I'm referring to the in practice meme coins. I'm thinking what we're seeing in the market today. But that's why I say there has to be a much stricter regulation. There has to be much bigger punishments for people who do knowingly launch these things in bad faith, right? Launch them in bad faith and people get hurt, because again, normal people get hurt over and over again. So I don't like it, and I think, I personally don't see why the powers of, like, you know, the traditional regulators shouldn't be applying.
The European mindset, more regulation, more red tape. Yeah. I get it. Like, I saw all these meme coins kicking off, even with the Trump coin. I tried to buy them. I couldn't. They were really hard. Like, with the normally regulated exchange, like the Coinbase.
Trump has 80% of them.
So. True. Right, I tried to get on Coinbase, and obviously they're not listed. Like, they weren't really listed on Binance. You can't. I don't think it's easy to get these coins. I really don't.
Yeah.
I think unless you're a specialist in the space who's, like, very into, you know, self-custody wallets, you know, fully decentralized exchanges, all this kind of stuff, I don't think you can get access to them. And if you're one of those people that can, I think you understand the risks a lot of the time. I don't know. I think that regulation can only go so far. And I think at some point you do have to say people should be, you know, should be held accountable for their own actions to an extent.
Yeah. But I guess what I struggle with is we're quite comfortable with how stringent, like, advertising laws are. You know, we're quite comfortable with.
Are we?
Well, I mean, something's aside.
I don't think we are.
But, you know, you shouldn't be advertising cigarettes to children or gambling to children, right? Yeah. That kind of thing. And, or like we talked about in gaming, you shouldn't be putting loot boxes in front of children on games, right? Yeah. I think we're in that kind of territory with meme coins where, maybe it's the technical access to these coins is still difficult, but that will probably get easier as well, because they want to maximize access to them, right? So that even if it's a problem temporarily, it won't be for very long. And I think it's a place where vulnerable people, right, are generally being targeted in some way, or there is an underlying, you know, because we spoke about social media in the modern age and the parasocial relationships you have. The people with the strongest parasocial relationships, they're not necessarily healthy, and they're often the ones who will be dragged into these schemes. So they're kind of a protection.
I think, the thing with the Melania coin, I think there was like a direct link that she sent to a web page where you could buy directly with fiat payments. So yeah, maybe it was just me trying to go through like the traditional kind of quite regulated, you know, Coinbase of the world to buy these coins. That was like, oh no, you can't do that, basically. Yeah, it's hard. I don't think they're going to die out anytime soon. I think that people will want to take the risk on the get. I think it is the get rich quick. I don't think people are believing in Haley Welch and being like, I really think you're going to change the world. I think they are like, oh, I'm going to make a quick buck on this. So I think most of the losers tend to be the people that are also trying to scalp, like you say, but they just, you know, got burnt rather than burning someone else.
Yes, well, I mean, as a kind of funny note to end on, with the Trump and Melania case, it's kind of funny that Melania's coin almost rug pulled Trump, right? Yeah. Because it's peak right before she launched hers, and then that took away a lot of the market. Yeah.
And one of the things I think it's the same money circulating around. Like, I don't think, I mean, maybe we can find some stats on this, but I don't think that these meme coins are bringing like a whole new market into the already existing crypto market. Like, you see a lot of the outflows going from one meme coin project to the other meme coin project, like constantly trying to, you know, just, it's all circulating the same money.
A lot of bots. A lot of it's automated, right? It's people sniping.
Yeah.
Trying to get, you know, arbitrage on these tokens. And everyone, again, we said great fool theory before, everyone thinks they're going to get out before it comes out.
Yeah. And like all these like AI bots that are now possible with like the deep seeks and all this kind of stuff. It's just not going to stop, right? But I think there's a lot of cause for concern. I would be very careful when looking into meme coins.
Yes.
But I do think some of the projects are about community, narrative, connection. I think that it's hard to just brush it all with, it's all bad, everyone in this is bad and just trying to make money. Like, you look at Doge, like, there are people there that have been building for a while, and that's gone from a meme coin classic in the traditional sense of just a joke project to, they're trying to build strong tech there now. Like, it is still one of the largest, like, proof of work consensus blockchains.
It's a fork of Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they are trying to actually develop the tech to do things now. I'm not saying all projects are like that, but some of them are serious people.
Yes, I think that's maybe a good note to end on, right? Is that there is a core to the whole community thing. I fully agree with that, and I think, you know, my personal, not financial advice, but my personal technical advice would be, if you ever see anything that smells like a meme coin, then just check if there's anything else, because I think what separates meme coins from community based Web3 projects, many of which we feature on the podcast and we like, and I think are great. I think what separates it is there anything beyond acquisition of this token, or is there a platform behind it? Is there something you can use the token for?
Yeah.
Does it confer anything extra on it? I think that is when you move from meme coin to something that has a lot more meaning. But
product market fit.
And on that bombshell.
Yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode on meme coins. Again, not financial advice. Be careful out there. And yeah, join us next time to untangle a little more of Web3. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Untangling Web3.
Don't forget to send us your thoughts, questions, and comments on social media. And be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast provider to catch the next episode. See you next time to untangle a little bit more of Web3.
The views we express here are our own and do not reflect the views of our employers.